Joining us from Waco is Lawrence Lindsay, Assistant to the President for Economic Policy. Welcome, Dr. Lindsay.
Thank you for having me.
What would you say was accomplished by the President's Economic Forum today, and what effect will it have on the President's economic policy?
Well, the President had an opportunity to hear from people from all walks of life outside the Beltway. What we do is, from a policy point of view, is we try to anticipate events and have policies ready for those events. What something like this helps us do is to get a sense from real people what's really going on and what kind of solutions they're looking for. And I think that happened today.
Anything particularly that you heard today that you take away from the conference that you think might have some effect on the way you think about the economy?
Well, I think that there were a lot of very good suggestions about taxation. Ways we might rethink and ideally simplify the tax system. There were some very good comments I heard at the health seminar on the need for choice and trusting individuals to manage their health care more. I think on the corporate responsibility front, there was a lot of sentiment that we've done what we can do legislatively, but now we have to have a standard higher than mere legality. We've got to, you know, expect people to, you know, to show real leadership. And in fact, the president called for that in his speech at the conclusion of the conference.
How serious is the current economic slowdown? Are you concerned that the economy may slip back into a recession again?
No, I don't think we're going to slip back into recession. You know, we had three quarters of recession beginning at the very start of 2001. We've had three quarters of growth since then. If you look at the big components of the economy, particularly consumption, which is most of the economy, the key number to look at is household income, particularly income after inflation and after taxes. And that's growing very strongly. Last quarter grew at a 3.8% annual rate. That's going to allow people to not only maintain their lifestyles, but spend a little bit more, while at the same time increasing their savings. And that's really going to be the key to economic growth going forward. Today, we had a very strong retail sales number, for example. So I don't think that the chances of going back into the recession are very likely.
What are the most important policy actions that the government can take right now to keep the economy growing and avoid a slide into another recession?
Well, the president enunciated a variety of policies that you know, we've been awaiting action on. I think number one is terrorism insurance. Terrorism insurance has stopped major commercial projects.
The lack of terrorism
is adversely affecting the airline industry. That's one very clear action. The administration and the Congress passed a corporate responsibility bill. The people who have committed crimes are having handcuffs placed on their wrists. That's a good start. They're going to continue to be prosecuted. But I think that you know, we have to deal with the hangover effects of both 9/11 and of a recession that occurred last year and a stock market decline that started in early 2000. In spite of those, in spite of a big wealth decline, in spite of the first attack on America since the 40s, we're growing as an economy. And I really think that speaks to our fundamental strength.
Dr. Lawrence Lindsay is Assistant to the President for Economic Policy. He joined us from Waco, Texas. Thanks very much, Dr. Lindsay.
My pleasure.